Now talking about big conversation this morning here, let's go to the Greater Pibor Administrative Area where the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, ARMIS, has continued supporting efforts aimed at attaining durable and sustainable peace in the country. Now last week, the peacekeeping mission facilitated a peace rally in Pibor headquarters of the Pibor Administrative Area. Now to get a feel on how that went down, I'm joined in the studio by Ruben Inaju, who is the head of ARMIS Community Outreach and Advocacy Unit. Good morning, Ruben, and it's always good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Great. Let's talk about this particular event at the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. It might be a very exciting event. Tell us, what exactly did you go to do in that particular area?
Well, we were not only in Pibor, we were also at Akobo. Both events were the same. It's a campaign that we've launched in Jonglei State, starting from Pibor before moving to Akobo. And it's called Peace Begins With Me. We are working very closely with the Ministry of Peace Building. And the essence of the campaign is to make the quest for lasting peace in South Sudan collective and individual. Individually, we must accept that there is a need for peace, crave for it, yearn for it, put everything we have on the line to ensure that not only will peace return to South Sudan, but a lasting peace will return to South Sudan. And so this campaign did not even start from here. It's a campaign that has been launched from the United Nations Mission headquarters in New York. It's a global campaign. And we felt it was necessary to also take the campaign across South Sudan. So we were in Pibor last week. From Pibor, we went to Akobo. And luckily, we were very lucky. The administration of the Pibor, the county administrator, he was on hand to deliver a speech. And he used the platform to sue for peace, especially with issues regarding child abduction, cattle rustling. He spoke eloquently. The same thing in Akobo, the Honorable Minister of Peace Building, Malwal. He also spoke extensively about the issues plaguing those communities, and he sued for peace and how the youth should look for a way to embrace peace rather than cattle rustling and child abduction and all that.
Yes, and these two communities, especially the ones you targeted, of course, this, so you drove from here to Bor and then go to these two areas. These communities are none of what you already said, child abduction, cattle wrestling and all that. How was the message received? How was your message as armies received that message for peace, that peace starts with me?
If we have to judge by the turnout, especially in Akobo, but also in Pibor, as soon as our plane touched down, the masses, it seems the entire county came out to receive us at the airport. We had a lot of musical equipment, and the community joined us to move it. When we were setting up, everybody was working with us. I was able to see a group of people who are yearning for peace, who are willing to support anything that will bring peace to them. And I say this because both the young, the old, the women, they helped us to set up our tent. They were running around to help us make our generator work. We didn't have enough power. People donated their generator because the message is what? Peace begins with me. And clearly, you could see clearly that everybody was interested in peace and they wanted peace and they supported us. And when the speeches started coming on, there was a time we had question and answer session. The far-reaching question the people were asking clearly told me that these people don't want anything but peace.
And yes, if these people don't want anything but peace, why are they not having the peace?
I guess, like somebody told us, especially in Akobo, they say in Akobo we don't have problem, we live peacefully, that I should go back to Juba, that the problem is in Juba. We should tell Juba to solve the problem and they will be fine. And they also told me that the only problem they have is intercommunal conflict, and they are convinced that the authorities can help them. They asked us to organize inter-community dialogue between the Murle, the Dinka, and the Nueria. Yes, I know people, one or two, three people came to me to ask for that request. And I also know that the minister promised to organize the such a meeting. And the civil affairs people that were there, I'm sure, will look into it. As you know, my job is communication. I only go out there to disseminate messages of peace and then try to, you know, defend the UNMISS brand and correct misinformation and then straighten accurate information.
All right. Now, just tell us about your experience, about your drive from Juba here to Bor, especially that we have a new road between these two points.
that was unbelievably beautiful. Mm-hmm. The tarmac was good. The road was smooth. And for the first time, you know, first time I went to Jungle State was in 2013 when I came here for a stint on what we call the TDY.
Yes.
And I was in Jungle, but I flew
there. You flew
there.
To Jungle to Bor.
But this time around, I drove from Juba all the way to Jungle. Mm-hmm. And I am impressed by the quality of road. The entire road is not being completed, but at least there is a paved road all the way from here to Jungle. And I can assure you that this road is not only going to encourage intercity business, because logistics is everything, right? Without transportation, nothing can happen. There is a freedom of movement. We drove from here in less than 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
we were in Bor.
In Bor town.
The road is excellent. It's really good. It's really good. And then as you move along the road, you see little settlements along the road. I foresee a situation where those little roads will become a service center. If you're going from Bor to Juba or from Juba to Bor, you can stop along the road, buy stuff.
Some fish.
Communities will make money and you will get whatever you want. And I did speak to one or two person in Bor and said, now, there's a movement. You have freedom of movement. You have this beautiful road. What are you doing to take advantage of this road to encourage business between both cities? And the young lady told me that people come all the way from Juba now to buy stuff and then go back the same day. So it's like you driving from Konyo to wherever part of Juba. You just get up around 7 in the morning. By 9 o'clock, you are in Bor. Buy whatever you want. By 2, 3 in the afternoon, you're back here.
Yeah.
And this is my dream for the entire country. But I tell you what, it's a wonderful road.
Great. Yes, and of course you have spoken about some of the impact that this road will have. And how are these roads contributing to the consolidation of peace and security in South Sudan, which is related, of course, to your mandate?
Yes, when you talk about peace, you are talking about people having the ability to move around freely, right? The freedom to speak, the freedom to, you know, participate in government and all that. When there is no road, you are limited within your own area. Access to a lot of things are literally non-existent. But with a road like this, I can assure you that there will be freedom of movement, which means if the government need to go to Bor to do anything, they don't necessarily have to worry about flight. They could just drive in. If there are issues in Bor, they can easily access it as fast as is humanly possible. So I have no doubt that this road, in more ways than anyone can actually enumerate, will contribute to the peace process, especially when it comes to movement of human beings, goods, logistics, name it. So in more ways than one, it's really good.
Great. Now, clearly, you are so excited about the road from Juba here to Bor Road. How about your journey from Bor to Akobo and Pibor?
Sadly, we had to fly.
Okay.
On both occasions, we had to fly. We had to use the UN chopper to go to Akobo and then to Bor. But while we were at Akobo, I did hear the Honorable Minister, when he was giving his speech, say that the road between Akobo and Bor is in the process of being, tarmacked and fixed. And according to him, that will even give more access to fish to move freely to Juba, to Bor, and a lot of other places. There's just so much to learn when you leave Juba. And I keep saying, Juba is not South Sudan. It's just a part of it.
Yeah.
When I got to Akobo, I was impressed. There was just so much to love. There's just so much to see. And the people the people, they, these people are just so easygoing. They are just so nice to us. You know, I remember I was looking for water and I couldn't get water. And I just turned to the guy next to me. I said, where can I get water here?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't see anything. He disappeared. In 2 minutes, he appeared with a bottle of water. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I wanted to buy water. He said, mm-hmm. No problem.
No,
I
okay.
give you, I give
okay.
you.
Yeah, talking about these, talking about, of course, you know, Juba is not the whole of South Sudan. Now tell us about the places you visited, the people you interacted with, and what is their conditions like of these places?
Well, I spent barely a few hours there, so it's difficult for me to assess the general condition of the places that I have been to. But one thing I can assure you is this. When I go to Pibo, when I go to Akobo, they remind me of my own village. I come from a very small village in Nigeria, and when I see these places, it's not quite different from my end. So I can really relate to them. Generally, my impression is that these are nice people who just want to live their life.
Right. And talking about the key, about this event, what has been your key takeaway messages from the events you hosted during this trip?
South Sudanese need peace. It's clear to me, it's very, very clear to me everywhere we went to. And like, you know, when we did our Stand Up for Peace campaign, mm-hmm. we went around this country. One thing that comes very clear, I don't know about the big people in the big cities, mm-hmm. but every community, every village I have gone to, people just want peace. And that is what I take away everywhere I go. They just want peace. And by the way, before I forget, while I'm still on, let me just mention this.
Mm-hmm.
This coming Friday, we are having what we call My Constitution, My Voice. It's another campaign we are launching with Political Affairs Section.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be happening at Seniors Hub,
mm-hmm.
behind, around the Bering Ground area.
Yeah.
On Sunday, the 2nd of April, we are having the same event at Baobab Arts Center. This is primarily targeting youth. There will be a lot of music. The Flamingo Band will be mm-hmm. playing. As you know, we've traveled around with the Flamingo Band mm-hmm. and they play. And we have launched an art competition called Peace Begins With Me on Canvas. We are working with the Faculty of Art, University of Juba, and the Department of Fine Art, Music and Drama.
Mm-hmm.
And all these are all going. The whole idea is to make peace both collective and individual process that every South Sudanese must get on board.
All right, Robin, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.